on today's Compassion Radio.
Norm has been asked by several American universities to donate his library to them. Mm-hmm. And it would be, you know, a feather in his cap to have that designation, but he did not want that. He wanted them to go to people who really needed them.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Well, welcome to a very special edition of Compassion Radio. So great to have you along with us today, friends. And boy, this is a unique experience. We've got Bram Floria in the studio, Cher Nelson in studio. We're all sitting here looking at each other, which is a true blessing.
Now, we hope it's not going to be that rare in the future.
This right. is true. But anyway, we are all here today, and we are excited that we're in the month of June. And we've got a truly unique project that we're going to be working on this month.
Don't we love saying that about every single project we do every
Yes,
month?
We do.
And, but the truth is, most of them are unique in that we work with people and in places that most people will not. And this month's project is unique in that way because we have a resource available to us that nobody else has. And we're going to talk about that today. Now, Cher, you've witnessed the growth of this resource over the years. And the treasure that it was to Norm, and how it's going to become a treasure to many generations of pastors across this planet. So let's talk a little bit about the genesis of Norm's library.
I think the genesis was probably when he was about five. But he wanted to know everything there was to know about a subject so that he could form his own opinions. He could represent his opinions well. He wanted to read the best arguments of the other side of things. He didn't like listening to people who set up straw men and knocked them down as though the other side had no basis for their arguments, that they were just silly. He believed that he should know what other people really thought and believed so that he could represent his point of view the best that he could. And so began the books and the books and the books. And we outgrew the house long, long ago, and then outgrew his office long ago, and started the bookshelves down the hall in everybody else's office. But he wanted to know immediately when a book came out. He had a whole string of bookstores that he went to, and he knew exactly the day that their new books came in and that their new books went on the shelves so that he could be there to see what was new. But the interesting thing was he absorbed everything he read and could pull it up at a moment's notice. Yeah. I've learned a lot of things in life, but I'm not that good at recall. Mm. I can be reminded and things will come back to me, but he could pull up any fragment of things that he had learned about places, about people, about subjects, about anything. And because of that, he could find a common denominator with anyone he met in order to begin a friendship with them immediately, whether it was a place that they lived, something they knew, whether it was theological, whether it was historical, no matter what the person was interested in, he could find a way to discuss it with them and become their friend. But now we have a resource that he definitely had plans for. He wanted his library to be divided up and to go to overseas libraries in seminaries and Christian colleges where books are just, you know, like gold. Yeah. The resources that they have are so limited, and he wanted so much to get good information, good teaching materials into the hands of young pastors all over the world. And of course, as we traveled, we ran into them all over the place. I think we've mentioned that Bethlehem was one of them. Nigeria is one. Myanmar, he loved those students there. He preached at almost every seminary that we discovered around the world, and always wanted a tour through their library to see what they had, and came back in tears many times just because they don't have things to study. And he felt guilty even at times, having the wealth of knowledge that he had when they had so little. So we're hoping that we can really bless the church universal with his library.
You think about the power of a library, Jimmy, that it pulls together the thought and the scholarship of years and years of great wisdom. I mean, people spend many years, of course, assembling these great works that they add to libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And then you collect a library, and that's like collecting 1,000 times the wisdom and knowledge in one small space. Now, I know everything's going digital these days, but when it comes to seminary libraries, they especially like to hit the written word on the page and to absorb it as if the author was speaking to them directly. Now, this is even more important for countries where they have very few mentors. You think about some of these organizations that we've worked with in the past few years. They're training great pastors, but they're stretched way thin. You got a few of these training pastors that are visiting pastor after pastor after pastor, and they have thousands of meetings per year to impart what they can during the time they've got. Now, remember that Jesus didn't plan for 12 people to be the only teachers the church ever had. He trained to 12 to train 12 to train however many God would send them over the generations. He intended the church to grow from the wisdom and the cumulative knowledge of the people that went before, our forefathers. Jesus would not have had anything to stand upon for his teaching had he not had his forefathers in Israel and all the written scripture that was what we call the Old Testament now. He stood on that and did his preaching. So God himself depended upon forefathers to bring the truth to light in the generation that Jesus would be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing's true now. We're revealing Jesus in this generation by the understanding of how he's been impacting all of the generations that have gone before us. We need to do that for pastors, and that's what this project is about. We're going to be taking the books, the prime books especially, of Norm's collection, and identifying which of the places in the world that we work with before that have seminary libraries that need those works to help train and deepen the knowledge of the pastors that are being trained there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cher mentioned a number of places, like Myanmar, and we've got Bethlehem Bible College. We've got a great library in Nigeria being rebuilt after it was torched by Boko Haram a few years ago. And I spent time walking with the folks at the Ukrainian Evangelical Theological Seminary, who have one of the best collections in Central and Eastern Europe, and yet they're desperate for a lot of titles. So they were asking me as I walked in the door, what's out recently? What kind of new books have you heard about? They're hungry because they have so many new students coming aboard. And, for example, we can't mention the countries involved, but the Ukraine Evangelical Theological Seminary has a big push out towards Central Asia right now. They're working very hard to learn everything they can about the scholarship from the Christian worldview about Islamics. Because they've got people in these countries that are doing the work and planting churches and nurturing them, they want to know how to do it best and most effectively and carefully amongst the cultures in which these new churches are emerging.
And in the last few years, that had become a focus for Norm.
Yes, it had.
He wanted to understand Islamics the best that he could so that he could most effectively present the Savior that they worship as a prophet, but don't understand how he fits into the true story. And he went for, as you know, several certifications in Islamics so that he could best understand the points that we have in common and the points where we differ, so that in love, in gentle love, he could persuade people to look at the Savior for who he really is. So he has quite a breadth of his library that covers Islamics, and those, of course, will go to places that are most needed.
Especially in Myanmar and in Nigeria and now in Central Asia.
And Indonesia, too.
Indonesia. As we discover these seminaries and these Bible schools that are hungry for these kind of books, and we start getting recommendations from some of our partners around the world to who to go talk with, we know that there's going to be a ramp here of people's awareness of Norm's collection and the desire to see it placed. And that would be very exciting to him to find out that the world is discovering what he's assembled over the years. And, of course, the process of getting them ready for shipment and figuring out which titles will go to where, we'll be distilling it down to the prime titles first, of course, the things that are most in demand, and then finding the places that are the best to match for those titles. And so that process, beginning this month, we're finding the right archivists and booksellers that know these works and can get them back into an inventory for us so we can present that inventory to these schools and let them put their wish list together. So that's our work this month, is getting ready to forward Norm's legacy to ready hands and get this generation, this year, people actually using these books in ministry and training those who are going out to be evangelists in those parts of the world.
That's so exciting to me because it breaks my heart that he is gone and that wealth of knowledge that he had is gone with him. But he gained it all from the books that he has, and we want to see that wisdom go on, even though he's not able to carry it to them anymore. For me, it keeps him alive, keeps his work alive, keeps his passion alive. And I can't wait to see what these young pastors glean from these books and what effect it has on their ministry.
We will find ways, Jimmy, to get the stories back. So as these books make it to the field over the next year or two, we'll get reports back. We'll find out from these seminaries which ones they received and how it's impacting the way they teach and the kind of studies that people are going for. When you think about doing your master's level or your doctoral thesis, you have to figure out the thing you're going to study, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about saying, I'm going to read the book of John and write about it. When you do a thesis or do a dissertation, you are doing the work of investigative journalism in Scripture. You're finding out everything that's been written about, the truths that surround it, the circumstances, and how it's affected the world ever since it was written. And those things can only be done by studying historical context and great teaching and theology. So they need these books in order to present their learning back for adjudication by pastors with them that can then certify the depth of their wisdom and knowledge that they're going to be forwarding into the body of Christ around the world. So they need it. They need it in order to make quality learning happen in these seminaries.
We should say, too, Bram, that as we send these books, each book will go with a book plate that identifies the fact that they came from the library of Norm Nelson, but also that it is presented by the listeners of Compassion Radio, because we don't have the funds to send the books. We have the books.
Yeah.
And as you believe in Norm's legacy of educating young pastors all around the world, you will be identified in each book permanently as the givers of these wonderful books of knowledge.
Yeah, and that's why it's a project, not just a order of business for us. We have to join hands with you all as listeners and make it happen, of course, as we do with all of our major projects.
And I can certainly speak to Norm's absolutely insatiable desire to learn and to grow and to seek that knowledge. Just from the simple practical point of when I would walk into the office, I'd go into his office a couple times a week. Frequently, I'd walk in there, hey, Norm, how you doing? Hey, Jimmy. And I'd look at my chair, and I couldn't sit down in the chair. Why? Because there'd be stacks of books on the chair. And Norm was always, I mean, forever, just looking for places to put, you know, some of the new books he had, or some, maybe some of the books that he was transferring from your home there, Cher, into the office. And so a lot of times Norm would just apologize, oh, Jimmy, just take that stack and put it on the floor. And but you know what was also amazing to me? Norm and I would sit there and talk, and he would talk about some author who he was trying to book for an interview, or someone that he highly respected, and he happened to be going through his works. And we could just pick a name here, Eugene Peterson or Leonard Sweet, or the names go on and on and on. And he would say, oh, he wrote the book about XYZ, and he would crane his neck and look back on his shelf, and within, bam, 3 seconds, he'd find the book.
Mm-hmm.
So amidst the huge library and the myriad of books that he was looking at, he could almost instantaneously, you know, within 3 to 5 seconds, find the exact volume, and he knew exactly where it was. Yeah. That always amazed me.
Who knew that this reverend doctor was actually called to be a librarian? But there he was. But he has obviously assembled it because his heart was in it. Now, I think it's fair to say that we don't have quite the same discipline that Norm had for the kind of knowledge seeking that he did. But I don't want to give the impression to our listeners that we don't care about knowledge. Of course we do. We want to learn as much as we can from his legacy and from his library. Of course, we're going to keep a lot of titles for ourselves to learn and grow in. And who knows how our own personal libraries will grow over the years. But the important point right now is simply this, that Norm has and had an incredible wealth of knowledge stored in those books. And there are an incredible amount of young pastors and Bible students that really want to learn this stuff. So we've got to get it to them. And we will keep enough to keep us busy, too, with our reading for the next 100 years. And we want to keep growing and committing ourselves to the quality of knowledge and wisdom that the church needs to have and to propagate through generations. Because there's so much that we need to guard against in the resurgence of New Agey kind of philosophies that are creeping up again, and the absolute worship of mammon that happens throughout Western culture. Those kind of things are always going to be hitting at us from the sides and always going to be derailing young Christians. And we need to keep talking about those things, even on this program, about how the centered Christian life, the one that's based upon an active pursuit of God's leadership through Jesus and his example is something we need to keep keening ourselves back to. It will be the chore of every generation to help us get on the straight and narrow. And every generation has different assaults and different attacks, and some are common, some take on new clothing. And Norm's Library is going to help the rest of the church around the world as they train their pastors to understand how we've been going through it here in the West, and how these worlds, these Islamic world, the up-and-coming developing world, the developed world of the West, how they all interact, and how the kingdom ethic is supreme over all of it. We can do that with these young pastors and these new seminaries across the planet. And we need to do that, because think of the billions of people that are not reached yet that are going to start getting their first pastors. Wouldn't we want the first pastors to enter into all these stand countries in the middle of Asia? Mm. Wouldn't we want the missionaries that are hitting the far tribes in northeast Russia or in South Africa or whatever to have the best understanding of how they fit in world history and in the history of the kingdom? Wouldn't we want them to have that in their grasp? Absolutely. So that when they preach, they can preach to Jesus who is alive and real today, and not just an artifact from the past.
Some of our listeners may remember the excitement Norm had when we went to North Korea and were able to take in three large suitcases, their first theological library.
Yeah,
we were asked to do it, and Norm spent endless hours choosing the right volumes to go.
Yes.
And being able to deliver that and see it actually only took up two shelves, but yes, they were major commentaries, major works of theology, and seeing it actually installed was just amazing. And knowing that there were going to be young North Korean men, of course, because women wouldn't be allowed to, that were going to be studying those volumes, just he cried every time he talked about it.
That's a great example, Jimmy, of someplace these books have already arrived, and a fine example of Norm's passion for the thing we're going to do in his name beginning this month. Now, I know that those books on those shelves in North Korea, for example, are not being read by everybody. They're a very protected library. However, it is a sanctioned library that the government is allowing. So whoever actually enters into that place and cracks open this book on theology or the histories of Paul's travels, they're going to be introduced to the heroes of the faith, real people. Now imagine a communist official in North Korea actually getting time with this library and discovering Jesus.
Practically speaking, what is it that our listeners right now listening, and we're so blessed by the many, many years of incredible ministry that Norm brought to the table, brought through the speakers, brought through their radios. What, practically speaking, is it that our listeners can do to really help this library project take off?
Well, of course, any gifts of any size are going to help us with the process of getting the books prepped and the books shipped. Now, the books prepped means, of course, like we talked about earlier, the inventory that we're going to take of his library, plus getting that inventory to seminaries for them to examine so they can tell us what they want. And then making plans for how to prioritize the shipments so we can get them to the locations around the world that want them. That's going to take a number of months, of course, and a number of man hours. And we'll have probably some volunteers come in the office and help us with a lot of the busy work of getting them prepped physically for shipping. But the rest of it's about us getting the concept ready for them and meeting the people that need these books. So during that process, we need you all to stand with us in a couple of ways. Of course, the giving is going to help us get it done. But also the prayers that God would get us in touch with those who really need these things, that divine appointments would happen all along the way.
Yes.
And
yes,
people who need to be aware of this would become aware. And we'd find partners and excitement along the way for how to get Norm's library in the hands that will make the most of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm serious about the prayer. Without that kind of prayer, those kind of appointments don't happen.
Absolutely. And those volumes that we talked about that are in North Korea were heavily prayed over by not only Americans, but Korean Christians who really know how to pray.
Yes, they do.
That anyone who touched those volumes, the Holy Spirit would have access to their heart.
Yeah. You're talking about carrying the Holy of Holies everywhere you go when you got a Bible in your hands, right? And when that Bible percolates into you and changes everything about your world and your view, then the Holy Holy kind of expands into all of the things you see and do. And these authors carry all of that experience. These are godly men and women who have written these books over centuries. And to bring that word forward, how else do we know Jesus by the fact that we have the Word of God in our hands? And how else is the world going to know about the Word of God in our hearts, in our hands, in our minds, unless we carry it to them? And sometimes we carry the best of that knowledge in a book that we can't bring Watchman Nee with us. He's gone to heaven. We can't bring Martin Luther with us. He's gone to heaven. But we bring their words with us so that their lives and their testimony, the power of their personhoods as God anointed them, can be present with us in the same way that Jesus is present with us in his words as spoken to us.
I doubt that there are any of you listening that have not been highly affected by at least one Christian book that you've read that revolutionized your walk with the Lord, revolutionized your image of God or something. Think how you would be had you not ever had anything but Scripture. Now, God interprets that Scripture to us through the Holy Spirit. It's the most important resource, but I bet there's not anybody out there that can say, I've never been affected in my personal walk or in my personal challenge to take the gospel to other people by a book.
So, Jimmy, I'll let you finish with the pitch here and say how we can make the most of this opportunity. But I do want our listeners to understand we do need you, and this project is desperately needed by the church around the world. And what a great opportunity. Who else on the planet really has this access to the contemporary works of great theologians and writers? Now, there's probably a few other private libraries around the world that are about as vast as Norm's is, but I'm not sure how many of those are going to be dedicated to the purpose of evangelism this generation. So this is our opportunity to make the most of that.
I should say just one other thing, and that's that Norm has been asked by several American universities to donate his library to them. And it would be, you know, a feather in his cap to have that designation, but he did not want that. He wanted them to go to people who really needed them.
So tell them about the plaque and tell them about the ways that this legacy of Norm's and of Compassion Radio Partners is going to do the job.
Ram and Sharon, I will do just that. Friend, as you well know, our dear brother Norm was a brilliant man with a heart of gold. And from a fruitful ministry that lasted more than 50 years, his collection of books includes research library quality volumes. Norm's library represents the 2 doctoral degrees, 3 master's degrees, 4 professional certifications, and the pastoral ordination he earned. He personally read and collected thousands of works on Bible commentary, theology, church history, and missions. His library is astounding. Would you help us? We're calling it our Legacy of Learning Library Project. Here's how it works. The best of Norm's theological library will be donated to these crucially important institutions as a living legacy. Just think of it. Words that have moved Norm and shaped this ministry and thousands of partners over the years will now shape the ministry of future generations of pastors. Could there be a better legacy to leave behind? This spring, archivists from 2 of the best theological bookstores in Southern California are helping us inventory the titles and prepare them for international shipment. We'll coordinate with these foreign seminaries to select the titles their students need most and begin sending them this tremendous inheritance. It'll be a multi-year process, but we're committed to getting as many of these titles as possible onto foreign seminary shelves this year. So this month, we're asking you to help us send the next generation of pastors and evangelists in the world's toughest places exactly what they need: quality commentaries and study materials. It will begin with Norm's personal collection. Each book will include a dedication placard commemorating Norm, his life, and your gift as a Compassion Radio partner. Your gift of any size this month is needed and important. Please give as generously as you can to keep this ministry on the air as your radio voice for global mission and to equip desperately needed theological seminaries with the books they need to effectively train pastors. For your gift of $25 or more this month to our Legacy of Learning Library Project, we'd love to send you a thank you gift. Now, we're having to do something we've never done before, and that is to say, we're not exactly sure what that gift will be. We are working on several different projects, either about or by Norm Nelson, and we're trying to make it a memorable and meaningful representation of his ministry. We simply don't know yet which one will be completed in time to send you. Will you trust us with this? As you probably all know personally, deaths in the family throw everyone off kilter for a bit. Cher has just finished all the planning of the memorial service and the end-of-life details so that she can devote herself to this project. Thank you, friends, for your cards and your letters and calls to Cher, Bram, and the Compassion Radio team. Cher has been blessed by each and every one. Please continue to correspond with us. It is important to us to hear from you. Please call our office at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, by the way, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Online, we're at CompassionRadio.com. And that phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.